every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NEOACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, PA, or the Founding Fathers.
Shelly took a big bong hit there, and she was choking in the background.
Yeah. It never fails. The minute you start recording, I suddenly have to cough. I cannot cough for hours and hours.
Tell her to put the bong down a couple minutes before we start.
I forgot to. We don't speak for FA either.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Food, addicts in recovery.
Fair.
Fair.
And if you slip, then you're not fair.
You know what, though? I'm telling you, Peanut Gallery Marty's here. He looks like he's been smoking crack. He's lost so much weight.
He looks great.
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that he's not smoking crack. By the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Welcome to Recovery?
Welcome.
You said welcome. I'm Shelly.
And Mark.
Awesome. Happy Independence Day.
We had some fantastic Chinese food for dinner.
Yeah.
It's actually a very American
All-American dinner.
It is, actually, because without the Chinese, we wouldn't have San Francisco, we wouldn't have had the railroads, we wouldn't have had most of the mines in California.
And we wouldn't have someone that owned all our property.
I thought that was Donald Trump.
Thank God. We'd be another couple trillion dollars in debt.
No, Donald Trump is... He owns property, don't get me wrong. He doesn't own that property. So...
Guy said years ago, why doesn't anybody ever invade the United States? Said, don't have to. You can buy it.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like Mexico. You can't really... buy land in Mexico.
You can lease it. For 99 years or until they decide to take it away.
Yeah, or until they decide.
I don't know. I think it would be kind of tiring to try to take over the U.S. because we don't really care. You can come in and, like, hang out and just sort of get assimilated.
I don't think that's true.
I think we surrendered to Mexico already.
I think if you tried to invade the U.S.
parts of us, maybe.
You'd have a bad time because the U.S. is... pretty heavily armed.
You'll get about to Texas.
It may be heavily armed, Bruce, but if you drive around, at least in California, I've noticed there are flipping signs that say National Guard Armory with arrows pointing toward them. They'd know where the guns are.
You don't go there.
No. That's where
we go to get the guns. Don't go toward the National Guard Armory if you want to take over, because those guys...
That's true. They mean
those
business.
Guys are itching. For a battle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I went over to the local armory one time. They are itching for a battle. They're training all day.
Could go that way, too?
Could you?
Are they a little, like, itchy trigger finger, a little southern drawl kind of?
Could you used to could?
Yeah. Could I used to could shoot at him that way?
Yeah.
If they wanted to take over the country, they would have to bisect it. And that would mean either coming through Texas and they'd just shoot you where you stand.
They'd have to be coming through.
Or coming through Canada, you wouldn't be able to get past the border. Because the Canadians would bog you down, and then nobody gives a crap up, in Minnesota. I mean,
when she said bisected,
if you make it to Chicago, they'll just sell it to you.
Yeah.
when she said bisected, I thought for sure it was going to go right to the middle of San Francisco. She didn't. You're not there.
But
that was at least as good as the Canada thing. Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. My dudes were off.
Your dudes had some noodles tucked in the back of them.
Yeah, he did.
Your dudes were projecting.
Okay, well.
Projectile duding.
Yeah, projectile duding.
That sounds wrong.
Okay, I'm scrolling down a little bit here. We've got shout-outs to Bill, Fran, Phil Fran.
Brian.
No, I actually didn't get very many stories this week.
Oh, Bulger's off.
Damn.
Yeah, Bulger's off. I think that was it.
Wow.
And me. A lot of these are me. Most of these are me.
Me. See, we always say, well, I never shout out to myself.
Yeah.
Mine, most of these are mine. I'm trying to find...
Okay, here we go. Because it's the 4th of July, I copied a story about strange things you may not know about the founding of this country. This is our 236th anniversary. Now, the Declaration of Independence, interestingly enough, we celebrate on the 4th, but it was actually voted on the 2nd.
The 2nd.
Right.
The document did not actually finish being ratified. They started signing it on the 4th,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't finish ratifying it until November.
Mm-hmm. So then why do we celebrate it?
They couldn't exactly fax it. You know, they had to take it by horse.
So then why do we celebrate it in July? We had too many already? You know,
yeah, we got other stuff in
Thanksgiving
November.
And yeah. Christmas up there.
Yeah. All Hallows weaned.
Okay, we have the founding fathers are generally thought of as Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams. However, there were two other people on the committee that wrote the Declaration, Roger Sherman and Robert R. Livingston.
Oh, well, of course, Dr. Bobby. Livingston, I presume.
Bobby.
And the one that nobody remembers, I didn't even know this, was Richard Henry Lee of Virginia was actually the one that first proposed the motion to the committee that we break from Britain.
Wow, really?
Yes.
You know what? I saw a thing on... I don't know who it is. It's like Robert Black or something. Who's the comedian named with Black?
I don't know.
He's not a black guy. He's like a Jewish guy, but his name is something Black. And he goes through and he just rags on things. He's talking about the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. He goes, isn't that great? It all rhymes good and everything. He goes, you know how far Paul Revere rode? About a mile. He goes, but there was this other guy like Henry Furmensteiner, who, like, rode, like, 280 miles that night, who's really the guy that did it. He goes, but it's really hard to rhyme crap with Furmensteiner.
Yeah.
So he picked Paul Revere. Good-looking guy, silver worker, easy to say his okay. name.
Rhymes with here.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing. Adams and Jefferson both died on a July 4th. James Monroe died on a July 4th. And Calvin Coolidge was born on a July 4th.
July 4th. I wonder who's going to die today.
Well, Andy Griffith died yesterday.
Did he?
Yes. He was 86.
Oh, shit.
It's very sad. We're not going to do the second verse?
Hey,
no.
Oh,
what was the name of the guy?
Who?
The drunk guy.
Otis.
Otis.
Otis the drunk?
Hey, go let yourself into the cell. Oh, hi, Gabby.
There was one other thing I was going to say about the 4th of July and the Founding Fathers. Most of them were drunks.
Yeah, they were like home brewers,
and
right?
And philanderers. Thomas Jefferson had two mistresses and three children by other women. And Benjamin Franklin practically started a war in France by hooking up with other people's wives.
Yeah, well, he's the one that got them all to come over here and help us.
Yep.
All the wives said, go help those guys.
We were founded by party animals.
Sweet.
Okay, let's see. I'm going back up to the top. Back up to the top of the boozy news. Here we go. I'm scrolling. In Alaska. Bethel, Alaska.
Bethel?
Someone started a rumor on the internet that Taco Bell was going to open up an outlet in Bethel, Alaska. And the entire town, it's of a small town, and they were extremely excited because they only have like two restaurants and, you know, it's kind of a... there's like
When they open Taco Bell, they'll still only have two restaurants.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were counting okay. Taco Bell as a restaurant?
Yeah, well, that's how small it is. There's only 6,200 people that live there. They have to actually go fairly long distances to get other food other than these two family restaurants that are there. So everybody was all
Moms
excited. They were planning. They were planning yeah. like a big event. You know, the town was going to turn out for the opening of the Taco Bell and everything. Well, Taco Bell found out that they were expecting to get a... You know, the town council was expecting to hear from the Taco Bell Corporation. And they said, no, that's a rumor. We're not putting a outlet in there. The town was so disappointed that Taco Bell...
That they opened Del Taco.
No, that Taco Bell helicoptered in the ingredients for 10,000 Dorito Locos tacos for free.
If I was Del Taco, I'd have gone in immediately.
Yeah. We'll help you out.
That's right.
Yes, they helicoptered in 950 pounds of beef.
And it'd still be two restaurants.
500 pounds of sour cream, 300
really
pounds
sad
of
about
tomatoes.
That? You know what's sad about that? How many tacos did they send the stuff in for?
10,000 tacos.
And how much beef did they send?
950 pounds.
So a tenth of a pound per taco?
6,200 people live there.
But a tenth of a pound per taco. That's really sad that that's all the meat they actually put in a taco.
Well, I'm just telling you what they did. I thought it was kind of cool. They did it for free, too.
And like apparently, us.
They didn't do it for free. They've gotten $1 million worth of advertising.
Yes, okay,
yeah, they
so
even
they
got on our show.
Apparently,
and
they
that saved
also,
them like $5,000 for a year already.
Although they have not ever advertised this.
Can
the
we
story
send them a bill?
Also points out that Taco Bell has flown large quantities of food to people in Afghanistan and Iraq as well.
Are we trying to kill these people or help them? I'm just wondering.
Okay, Fran sent this next story in.
Out of Florida?
No, it's actually not Florida. It's in Tennessee.
Ah.
LP Field, where she works.
Uh-oh. This is going to be real insider info here.
Well, it was actually a news story, so, I mean, she linked me to a regular news story. Titans Field, by the time the season starts next year, will be the proud possessors of the world's largest video board. 157 feet long by 54 feet high.
Keeping Up with the Joneses?
Who had it before?
Jerry Jones in Dallas.
Yeah.
Now Dallas
Keeping Up
had
with
the
Joneses.
Largest ones before. Now they will have the largest ones.
I get the feeling you've seen this story.
No.
No?
No.
You knew. Dude.
Huh.
How much of a sports fanatic do you have to be to know who has the largest big screen? I mean, really?
Whoops.
The first thing he says is, keep it up with the Joneses.
What? Well, the Cowboys will still have the largest acreage, so to speak, in terms of how big their video screens are. The difference is the Cowboys have two video screens that equal 160 by 72 feet. The Titans will have one screen that that is 157 by 54. So they will have the largest screen.
Wow.
And I don't think I would like to see my face on that screen. That's kind of big.
Yeah, but if you went and saw a concert there, it'd be almost like watching it on TV.
Yeah, I was just thinking if you mooned the camera.
What I always wonder, though, is when you go to concerts, I know people that will watch the screen like as if that's what they're watching. I'm thinking, we're at a concert. If you were just going to watch the screen, why don't you just watch it on TV? I don't follow. I don't get it.
Okay, this next story, I can't remember who sent it to me. I think maybe it was Fran, but it wasn't so much the story that was interesting. It's the fact that this, whoever wrote this, is affiliated with the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore. They did a study on whether or not laughter actually helps prevent heart attacks, and they found that, yes, they think it does. There is some evidence to show that people that tend to laugh a lot have fewer heart attacks. But the story is interesting because whoever wrote this, and these are people that like have degrees and stuff. I will read some of it to you.
They misspell.
It wasn't that they misspelled. It's just, do you really think that watching comedy and cracking jocks is a business of time past people?
Cracking jocks?
Do you think unnecessary laugh makes you look as circus joker? If you are such personality, my dear, please keep your thoughts aside and look at other side of coin.
Wait.
That's what it says. I'm
Asian guy, right?
It doesn't
Asian
say
doctor?
That. It's just a writer for this. It's
English.
A news article out of the University of Maryland.
The guy's writing in English.
I'm
telling you, he is.
Okay.
Sounds like those directions on like.
It says laugh every
you know,
day
Chinese
helps
food
fight.
Products.
Laugh every day helps you fight with heart attack and hence is heart friendly. Yeah, and that's one of our universities putting that out.
100% English, I'm telling you.
I just thought that was amusing.
Could be Japanese.
Bill sent a study in. Caffeinated beverages may lower your chances of developing skin cancer.
Okay, now wait a minute. Last week it was caffeinated beverages have alcohol in them.
No, that was soda.
Oh, I mean.
It didn't have anything to do with whether it was caffeinated or not.
And
remember, you know, before anybody freaks out, it's you have to drink 13,000 cans in one sitting to get a DUI. So it would take a long time.
It's a gum
shot. Your stomach would explode.
It's a gum shot.
Okay, let's
see. So, Bruce, you have 3 days now then, right?
I only went to the non-name brand. All the guys not listed.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure what happened here, but this happened in England. Bachelor party. So obviously you know something's going to happen.
We hope.
That is the general idea.
Craig and Bradley Barnett have been arrested for cruelty to animals by the RSPCA.
At wow. a bachelor party.
I'm almost not sure I want to know where this is going.
As a joke, you know, because they'd gotten hotel
That's
rooms for all the
too.
Guys that were going to go
we
to the...
We were just kidding. We know they're going to do this.
They'd gotten hotel rooms for all the guys that were going to the bachelor party.
They brought in a midget and a donkey.
No. They dumped 6 live chickens in the hotel room of the groomed bee. They stuck them in the bathroom as a joke. So, you know, he'd get drunk, he'd
did
open the bathroom door.
Did they wrap the feet?
It doesn't say, no, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, but I got, wait.
Marty had the best line.
What?
You didn't hear what Marty said?
No, what?
He goes, were they from Walmart?
No. No, what I was, I want to know about the wrap the feet thing, Mark, because never have I heard that term. Never has that ever even occurred to me. But the first thing you thought of, did they wrap the feet?
So they don't scratch your testicles. Well, what was the cruelty to animals part?
That's
I'm waiting
what
to
I'm
hear.
Saying.
Okay, well.
That would be like someone talking about a dog and saying, were they wearing socks?
Okay, well, anyway. So the guys deposit the chickens in the hotel room. They all go out drinking, blah, blah, blah. They come back. There's chickens all over the room.
Yeah.
There's a big, giant mess. They know they're going to get into trouble, so they try to sneak them out of the hotel. By the time they decided to sneak them out of the hotel, they were all in their underwear. So you had a bunch of... Now, keep in mind, this happens in England, so, you know, think about, you know, Englishmen in their underwear trying to smuggle 6 live chickens out of a hotel.
It's like a Monty Python episode.
In the middle of the night. 2 of the chickens got loose and have never been found. 1 of the chickens was eaten by a fox. The other chicken was later found dead of unknown causes.
No, I know what that cause is.
And the 2 chickens that were picked up by the RSPC, and I'm quoting here, were found in a terrified state. Terrified chickens. Yes.
I'll bet they were.
Is that terrified or teriyaki?
It said terrified.
Wait.
They
okay.
saw what they
now,
saw what happened to the chicken
now,
that died.
Let's go behind the scenes.
Okay.
Bruce, oh my freaking God, what are we going to do? I know. Let's just tell them the chickens were running loose and we were in our underwear and we had to try to sneak them out. Because if we tell them what really happened, we're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Where did the fox come from?
Well, they
Where the fox was hanging out in the hotel lobby waiting for chickens to walk
they were,
by.
They were letting the chickens go outside and a fox
ran up on the outside of the hotel.
That would be like being in Glendora and letting a chicken out and just off the wall a coyote just comes and grabs it.
You never know.
If you're far enough north, that could happen.
Oh, it could. But it's not that likely.
So the Barnett brothers pleaded guilty at the hearing on a charge of failing to provide a suitable environment for the chickens.
Or a condom.
Oh, jeez. No. The bench did not impose an animal banning order on the pair, so they are still allowed to have chickens.
Wow.
Because the...
Because they don't know the whole story. This is a bachelor party next week.
Yeah, the two brothers accepted that they were unlikely to repeat this prank again. So obviously next time it's going to be like sheep or something. I don't know.
That's bad.
All right, bad. Well, because of the chickens, we've gone way over time, so we'll have to do some more boozy news on the next show. That's the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment.
For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation and
Sober College.
Happy Chemical Independence Day.
Because we had to call it something.
We had to call it something. The 4th of July show. Happy Chemical Independence Day, Shelly.
Okie dokie.
So, Shelly, how would you like to go at this topic?
I don't know. It wasn't my topic. I didn't think of this.
See,
wait, wasn't she the one who said we should do the 4th of July show?
It is.
I just meant because it's the 4th of July and we're doing a show on the 4th of July. So this is the 4th of July show.
Well, any show we'd have done would have been the 4th of July show then.
Yeah. So we're doing exactly what you said. So where would you like to go with this?
It's not my topic. I don't know. I don't even know what the topic is.
Chemical Independence Day.
Okay, get sober. There you go. Who's the lead out music?
Sweet.
I don't know.
I'm expecting Shelly to say, this is one of those many things that I don't care about.
I'm not the one who says that. Mark says that.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, but you just had that same attitude. Let's close out. Who's the lead on music? Let's go.
Well, Shelly has a look like a chicken in a hotel room.
Yes, exactly. I'm terrified. Yeah, nice. I'm absolutely terrified.
What should we talk about, Mark?
Excuses for getting loaded. It's a holiday. Like it mattered to us.
Yeah. You know what? Wednesday at 7:32 is good enough.
It's good enough. It doesn't have to be a special day.
No.
I had some friends in college that would find, if they possibly could, if there was some kind of strange holiday on that day, and like have a party. They were looking for reasons.
Oh, like National, you know, Night Warbler Day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have things like, it's like those Canadians, Boxing Day. The hell. Does anybody know what that even is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I know? What is it?
You would box up gifts to take around to your neighbors on the day after Christmas. Usually gifts of food.
That's for me to get. So what am I supposed to do that day? Sit around and wait for them to bring me boxes of gifts?
No, you're supposed to be doing the same thing. Everybody is boxing things up.
I was getting loaded. I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be waiting for what I could get.
Well, that's just rude.
Was 4th of July ever a party day for you? I mean, did you ever, like, do the go to the river, watch them do fireworks there, that kind of thing? The river, you know, as in the Colorado River.
No. No. And, you know, it's really hard to watch the fireworks being done from the other side of the blinds. Who the hell went outside by 9 o'clock at
Dude,
night?
Can you imagine?
I heard crap going off. I thought it was an invasion.
There you are. There you are in the room. You're like,
yeah.
There's guys outside with Piccolo Pete's going, you're like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you just dropped the F-bomb.
Twice. Times two. F-bomb squared.
Yeah. Fortunately, we're on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, yeah. We try to keep a clean rating.
We do try to keep it clean.
And I'll never remember to bleep it out, so. Okay. Oh, well.
Perfect.
We do our best. That's all we can do is our best,
and
right?
And it's the internet, just in case. iTunes, that's another story. We're in the clean section.
Yeah.
Someone once wrote as like a comment. Now, this is back with some previous hosts a long time ago. They're like, calling this show clean is not exactly accurate.
Well, it wasn't. Just because we weren't cussing doesn't mean.
Yeah, well. So
there's a sober party tonight.
Is there?
Where?
At Rhonda's house.
Oh, that's right.
Rhonda with no last name.
Are we exploding things?
No, they've got karaoke and food and pool table and stuff.
And then they're all going to carpool down to...
Oh, Diamond Bar or something, to go somewhere to Brenda's house and watch fireworks from her...
driveway.
Her driveway or something. She must live up on the side of the hill.
Yes, she does.
Of course, if it's Diamond Bar, it's hard not to live on the side of the hill.
It's all hills.
So.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. So we've determined that it doesn't really matter if it's a holiday to get loaded.
Right.
Because that's just all good.
Right.
But how about in recovery? I mean, is it like just another day in recovery as well, or do you look at it as being... See, I always love 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the first years that I am not going to watch some kind of fireworks somewhere.
We didn't go last year either.
I know. I said one of the first years, because I like that. We used to take the kids every year and all that.
Yeah. I'm okay with not going.
I know. You were okay with not going last year, too.
I know.
You know what she did? As soon as the kids didn't want to go anymore, she dumped me.
Pretty much.
Yeah. She wouldn't go with me. I told her, I said, the fireworks are good at Deja Vu tonight. And she didn't want to go. I tried to tell her.
Well, actually, to be honest, there aren't there very many firework displays around here anymore.
There is a Deja Vu.
Budget cutbacks.
I don't think it's just that. I think that...
There's Edgewood High School.
There's too many places where people... The cities are worried about the possibility of fires, so it has to be kind of a big open area for cities to allow like a big display like
Edgewood's right in the middle of West Covina.
Okay.
And the entire city of Azusa, which is a fire trap waiting to happen,
it's
completely legal.
Yeah.
One of my ex pseudo sponsees shows up today. This guy's in his 30s. Shows up today, dude. Look at these cool fireworks I got, and I'm thinking,
I know who that is.
It was like Christmas morning for him. Look at this one. It's the Big Tex or something. He's holding it up. It's just gigantic. And I'm like, really?
Big phallic looking thing.
Did you tell him?
Lex Steele isn't even this phallic. Huh?
Did you tell him he can't do that in this city, that he would have to go to Azusa?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Tell him he would be breaking the law. See if he doesn't do it here first.
Yeah. No, he'll do it just so he can say he broke the law.
That's right.
Dude, it was so cool last night. I lit off fireworks in Covina. Laguna Beach. One of those places. One of those spots.
Yeah.
I think the jig is up on that one.
No, it's not. Have you ever heard the Phil Hendry show?
Couple times, and long ago.
Do you know what the scenario is, though, right? He puts out some outrageous topic, and then he talks to himself as if he's callers.
Yeah.
And then occasionally he'll take a real caller. He does this one, he goes, he plays... an older black woman, she says, and he's talking like he's her, though, and she's like, well, and if I want to get the cockroaches off the chillins, I light the WD-40, and I use it like a little flamethrower, but I don't burn the And then people are calling up going, dude, what is up with this woman? You've got to turn her into this. And then every once in a while a caller calls in and says, Phil, isn't it incredible that people actually believe that there are other people?
Like,
and he goes, it absolutely is, and he hangs up on him.
Yeah.
You got to check him out, Phil Hendry.
It's the 4%.
Yeah.
It's the same 4% that think that thing next to the newsstand, that the thing next to the checkout stand at the grocery store is the paper.
Oh, the Weekly World News?
It's that, yeah.
That is full of interesting and informative articles, I must say.
Yeah.
I never knew
that. The Star.
I never knew that Bat Boy lived in a cave.
Or that he was Elvis's best friend.
I didn't know that.
Formed a new band with Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison.
Zombie Hendrix.
Yeah.
And are being relocated for their own protection to a base on the moon.
Or somewhere in the middle of Nevada.
True.
This is as close to a free skate as you can get.
I think it is.
Sarah's loving this show. She's already got it turned off.
Yeah. Probably.
So what else would you like to talk about, Shelley? We did our topic part. Let's hear your part.
I don't know. I don't have a topic.
No, the topic is Chemical Independence
Day. Oh, we're still on that?
Yeah.
We haven't really
talked about that yet much.
Yeah, why don't we move to that?
I don't know. I'm very chemically dependent.
My hair is chemically dependent.
Exactly.
I got mousse.
If you touch my hair, it's crunchy. Because I put like a half a pound of hairspray on it every morning.
That, normally the voice of reason, Shelly comes in with a clearly, purely recovery statement. My hair is chemically crunchy. Dependent because it's crunchy.
Well, it is, wow. And you know.
The only thing missing here right now is margaritas.
Oh. And live chickens.
And live chickens running around the floor.
Well, no, I mean, I'm chemically dependent on cigarettes and diet soda and sugar and, you know, all of those things. So I can't really say I'm chemically independent. I just don't drink anymore.
So what are you going to do about that? What would be fair?
Very funny. Har, har. I don't
know.
Nobody
at home knows what we're talking about.
I have not decided yet.
Well,
I've
that's
been
just
trying,
not fair.
But I'm not very good at the whole trying thing.
Well, that's just not fair. Okay. Wait a minute.
What?
Try?
There is no try, do or do not.
Yeah, what happened to Yoda? She had a Yoda for the Christmas tree. Are you going to catch her snoring? Part of our peanut gallery is
out the peanut
dead
gallery.
Asleep.
Yes.
That's awesome. See, I can't do it. I don't have enough in my voice.
No, I'm not.
Try.
I'm still very chemically dependent, so you know, maybe next July 4th we can do another 4th of if we're still around.
That would be fair.
Do another 4th of July show and see if I'm still chemically dependent.
That would be fair.
I seem to notice when I go to like some of the clubs and things like that where like people's names and sobriety dates are on the wall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of New Year's Day. July 5th.
Yes.
December 26th.
Right.
There just seems to be a lot of the day after.
The day after.
Some day that we just cut loose.
Right.
That's true. Day after St. Patrick's Day.
Like, there'll be a lot of birthdays celebrated tomorrow in the 12-step programs.
Yeah. We usually get our biggest flood, though, right after New Year.
Oh, yeah.
People coming in on court cards.
I love that because some of them stay.
My sister got sober on the 1st of January.
Really? Nice.
24 and a half years ago.
Nice.
I don't know. I mean, it may be a holiday for us, but in reality, it's just another day in recovery because on my news feed today, there was a post, a drunken rambling from someone who had some years put together and was basically saying, FAA, this crap
somebody
doesn't
I know?
Work, blah, 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 blah.
The Federal Aviation Administration?
Did you make sure to let her know that apparently the part of the program she wasn't working was the whole drinker, not drinker use no matter what?
Because
if you
I
work that part perfectly, AA works every time. So does CA, so does NA.
I put my hand
so
out.
So does FA.
We will see what happens. But, you know, for most people, it is just another day in recovery or not. Whether or not it's a holiday, it doesn't seem to matter, the same as when we were drinking. The only thing the holiday gave us when we were drinking and using is a guilt-free day.
Gave us a little cover, that's true.
Right, because if it's a holiday, oh, well, you're expected to drink. You're expected to party.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to feel guilty about doing it that day.
Every other day was Tuesday.
Right, so we had to like, shuck and jive and cover our butts.
Every day's a holiday with Mary.
Mary makes your heart so light. When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright. Oh, happiness is blooming all around her.
I can't believe you know all the words of this. I only knew the very first line.
Okay, I could do the whole song, but I'll stop now. In fact, that is something I'll edit out.
Oh, no, you won't.
We don't need to have people know that I know all the words to all the songs from Mary Poppins.
They know it now because you just said it again. So, Mark.
Yes.
Or so, Shelley. We don't want to get it out of order here. What are your final thoughts on Chemical Independence Day?
I don't know. I'm just glad we got some recovery in there somewhere.
Was it in the boozy news?
No, we just talked about it a second ago.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. That 15 seconds.
Maybe you need to be chemically independent so we can get you on some memory drugs. Some kind of something that will boost your short-term memory.
Ooh, a little ginkgo biloba.
Weed's a memory drug. Helps me forget shit.
No, I mean, I don't really have any pearls of wisdom. Just, you know what? It's just another day.
I have some pearls of wisdom for you.
Like I said, it's just another day.
So, Mark, what are your final words on Chemical Independence Day?
How did we get on this subject?
It wasn't me. You guys started this.
Actually, it was Mark's topic.
No, it wasn't. Well, she said we
you named it.
I did name it.
Yeah.
Because Shelley said we need to do a 4th of July show, but we can't call it that. We have to give it a topic.
No.
I said we had to give it a topic.
Bruce, so basically it's all of us. I said we had to do a 4th of July show. He said you had to have a topic, and you said Chemical Independence Day. So it's share the blame for this train wreck.
Don't drink or use no matter what.
Wow. Let's see. Chemical Independence Day. Take this, man. Wait, don't take that. Oh, wow, man. You just ate more acid than I've ever seen anybody eat in my entire life. Shelly's looking at me, has no idea what it is.
It's some movie reference, I'm sure.
Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. Shelly?
What?
Who are chemically independent people, friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Who will listen to this show and probably remove his advertisement.
He hasn't even paid for it.
Bruce loves this stuff.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette.
He owes us $27 million by now.
At 12stepgazette.com. You can get there by going to that address, or you can go to recovery101.net and scroll down and click on the banner.
Sweet.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Sweet. Mark.
What?
People are listening on, Facebook, iTunes.
Thanks.
Sober College.
Thanks. But you know what? If you want to help us out, go to recovery101.net and click on the show now playing when it comes up. And when the show comes up, it'll begin playing. There'll be a little button that says like. Click it. And if you are already a member of Podomatic, it will thank you for clicking the button. If you're not yet, a little box will pop up asking you if you'd like to become a member of Podomatic. If you join Podomatic, you can then listen to the show. You can like it. You can comment. You can send us show topics. You can follow, and you can add us to your playlists, which is really, really, really important, because if you're having a big event and you've got a lot of people around, nothing like adding us.
Like at 4th of July.
List. Yeah.
You could have this on your playlist right now.
That's right. Right after John Philip Sousa.
Right after Whitney doing the national anthem. Still one of the best versions.
I'm kind of partial to Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I heard Nugent do that once at Cal Jam. He played it. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack staff, the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We don't.
No.
Shelley?
Yes?
We already know what the lead out music is, don't we?
What?
The lead-out music tonight is Shelley doing Super Chicken in honor of the English guys.
Yeah, if I can find it.
Oh, no, you said you left that on your desktop specifically.
No,
for
that was Welcome Back, Cotter.
I have it. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. When you find yourself in danger, when in danger by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. Bop-bop! There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Bop-bop! But if you're afraid you'll have to overlook it, decide you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink a super sauce, and he will go in for a loss, and he will bring him in alive and kicking. Actually, it's buck, 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 buck. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Ba-ba! Call for Super Chicken.